Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations. This week, we're airing the second part of our ministry report that was shared at our CEF 85th anniversary celebration featuring Selah in concert. Last week, we looked at the history of how this ministry started in Illinois 85 years ago. This week, we'll talk about what the ministry of CEF of Illinois looks like today. Again, we hope you enjoy hearing what God has done, what He is doing, and what the Lord will do in all the days ahead as we continue to look to the Lord to lead and guide and direct this ministry.
Not all of our staff, those 23 staff I mentioned to you, were able to be here tonight. But you know what? I want to introduce them to you. They are our CEF Dream Team today. And so I was, when I first came here, Rosemary, I was a local director in Columbia, South Carolina, and of course, I'd never been a state director before, and so she taught me so much. She stayed on for like 3 or 4 years to kind of show me the ropes. But one thing she taught me is when you're thinking and listing of all the local chapters in your mind, she says, think around the state. I said, think around the state. She goes, yeah, that's what I do. I think around the state. And she always started with West Central. So let's start with West Central. That's what she taught me to do. So West Central is led by Larry McNeil. And sadly, his wife passed away just a couple years ago in the midst of COVID. But we reformed that local committee, and they are praising the Lord because just recently, this past year, there was a group that, let's just say, were an anti-Jesus group, not a fan of Jesus group. They were kind of an anti-God group, and they tried so hard because they didn't like the idea of Good News Clubs being the public schools. But praise God, God put His protective hand on that. And not only did the Good News Clubs in those schools not get shut down, but it kind of boomeranged. And now other churches heard about it in the Quad Series area. So now we have even more Good News Clubs in those schools than what we had before. The next area is Northwestern. Yes, praise the Lord. The next area is Northwest. That's that third one I said that mentioned that got started after Chicago, California, and then Rockford, and is still going strong today. It goes way back to the 1940s. It is led by Glenda Dukey, who is our longest-serving local director that I'm aware of, 27 years, and she is getting ready to retire. That hurts my heart a little bit, but the one that's on the far right there on the screen, her name is Teresa Woodard, and she's getting ready to step into that position of local director. But praise the Lord, I'm pretty sure Glenda is going to stay on staff and to assist Glenda, and they are continuing strong to this day. The next local area I want to highlight is Northeast. That is the area above Chicago. That's Zion. That's Waukegan. That's Grays Lake. And also we had a transfer there. We have Cheryl Zverbalis. She's also in the far right, and she is now our local director. She was a former teacher in the public school, special ed, and she's doing a wonderful job, and they are praising the Lord that the Lord is opening up more doors up there because we're kind of shut out because of COVID. And praise the Lord, we're now getting back in the school slowly, but we're hoping more and more school districts will open up. The next area I want to share with you is the Three Rivers chapter. We renamed it. It used to be called Will County, but it just didn't really make a lot of sense because it was more than just Will County. And so it was Three Rivers that we would call it now. And that is led by our dynamic dual father and son team, Mike and Steve Fox. And they just do it all. They just are very talented in so many ways. All of our staff are, but they do in-person ministry when COVID kind of crushed that and shut the door on that. They switched to Zoom ministry, and now they even do puppet ministry, and they do a great job in all they do. Then we're going to come down to the bottom part of the state, which is Southern Illinois. And when I got here, there really was nothing happening from Peoria on down. Something had happened. I don't know what. I can't find it. But all I know is maybe I need to go back and look again. But basically, it's just something happened to our, from Springfield area on down. It's just the ministry lay dormant for years, for decades. But in 2015, the Lord just resurrected that back up. And so we now are in 15 elementary schools in Southern Illinois. Praise the Lord, with after-school Good News Clubs reaching hundreds of children for Christ. The next one is Lincoln Land, and we just got this started. We started on it a little bit before COVID, during COVID, kind of crushed it a little bit, slowed us down a little bit. The one on the far right, again, I don't know why they're always on the far right, but is Victor Angulo, and he is a bivocational pastor that also works on staff with us, as well being a pastor of a Baptist church in Girard, and he helped us build that committee. He's closer to them, and we were able to make it official this year, but a little interesting little caveat is the ministry is led by Susan Bradshaw. She's one in the middle holding her certificate. She just finished her 12 weeks of CF training at our headquarters. But this is the interesting part, is back in the 1970s, they kept saying 70s. I was like, wow, what's going on? And so in the 1970s, she served as a CEF summer missionary when she was in college, then went into the public school education, just retired in her early 60s. But she's not tired of serving the Lord. She just retreaded, and now she is our ministry coordinator for that area. Our next slide, I wouldn't have even dreamed even a few months ago, I can just share with you, but 3 weeks ago, we just approved our state board, Steve and Leanne Tavernier, to serve as a CF missionary candidates for Gateway. Look what God is doing. And we had clubs over there, then got squished again because of COVID, and God is resurrecting that back up. And so we're just seeing how that is all coming together. And maybe next year if you come back, I can report to you that we've officially launched that chapter in Gateway. Two more real quick. We have Camp Good News, our awesome staff, Chris Killell. Anybody know Chris? He's our camp director. And this one, I better see some hands go up. Brian Cordes, who is our facilities director. Anybody know Brian? And their wives, Chris and Carrie, Brian and Karen, they do a wonderful job. Chris shared with me that this summer they had 6 weeks of overnight camp. They ministered over 250 children. Best part, over 41 children, over 40 children, trust in Christ, professions of faith in Christ. And then we also have our state office, last but not least. And I'm just so thankful for Jill Hostetler, who has served with me all these years as my assistant. Elizabeth, and I can just go through the list, but all of them, they are just a wonderful, they are the dream team inside the dream team, and they do a wonderful job. And to this day, the state office doesn't just serve locally, we also serve the chapters in the camp, but also we develop that PIAM ministry around the state. So all of that, all the staff, all of our ministries, all together combined, pre-COVID numbers, we were reaching on average of 9,000 to 10,000 children through all of our ministries. And so CEF is still live and well and still kicking today. And let's praise the Lord for what He is doing. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next slide just for time's sake. But I just wanted to share with you what God is doing. Our state office team in the last 10 to 12 weeks, one thing, like I said, we do is develop those pioneer areas and also serve a local chapter. But, I mean, God is just blowing our socks off. Before COVID, we were in almost 100 schools statewide, and we've been slowly building back. And then beginning this summer in July, my phone just started to ring off the hook. I didn't really have a lot of things planned, but this is what God did. So in the last 10 to 12 weeks, we have conducted 5 trainings literally around the state, trained over 120 people, and as a direct result, at minimum, has seen 20 new Good News Clubs start in the public schools. Look what God has done. And we still are getting phone calls, and we still have more to schedule yet. I also wanted to share with you just a neat connection that God did, and I didn't realize this when we booked Selah either. I forgot about the Congo. I thought it was an African. I don't know why I thought it was South Africa, but I totally forgot about the Congo connection. Just this past fall in September, we connected. One of those trainings that we did was in Joliet, and we connected with a pastor and his wife, Pastor Joshua and his wife Francine, who are from the Congo, who are now living in Illinois. Now get this, Francine, the pastor's wife, she grew up hearing all about CEF. In fact, she came to Christ in a CEF Good News Club in the Congo. And now she is connected with us, and we are just like literally just trying to keep up with them. I just didn't know this. So there are African pastors and congregations all throughout Illinois, and they have been introducing us to them. So like Beach Park, Bolingbrook, in and outside of Chicago, and Urbana, and Champaign, and there's like 15,000 Congolese people that live just in the Urbana-Champaign area. I mean, it's just I just didn't know this. And so they are on a mission to connect us with all those African pastors, and literally we are just trying to keep up with what God is doing. And all of that to say is this: I believe that we are not in our sunset years, we are going into our harvest years. And so would you pray for us that we would continue to minister to the children that God would have us to minister to bring in the harvest that God wants us to do until, Lord willing, until the Lord Jesus comes. We want to be faithful. Just like God has been faithful these 85 years, we want to be faithful now, and we want to be faithful in all the days ahead.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the ministry report that was shared that evening at the CF 85th anniversary celebration featuring Selah. As we close out our radio program today, I thought you might want to hear an excerpt from one of the songs Selah shared that evening, which is a medley of beloved songs of praise.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We will worship Him alone. You are Lord of creation and Lord of my life, Lord of the land and the sea. You were Lord of the heavens before there was time. Lord of all lords, You will be. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. Lord of all lords, You will be. Exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord forever, His truth shall reign.
Jesus Christ,
my Jesus Christ,
the
of God.
I hope you enjoyed the song from Selah, and I hope you join us again next week on Telling Future Generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.